This is Passport to Texas. There's a special quality about Far West Texas, and as Froilan Hernandez can tell you, when the Desert Bighorn Sheep is on the landscape, it's awe-inspiring.
When I'm up on top of Elephant Mountain looking for the sheep, my first glimpse of them, it's overwhelming, even if it's just a single animal.
Hernandez is Desert Bighorn Sheep Program Leader for Parks and Wildlife.
Historically, the native Texas Desert Bighorn Sheep occurred in about 16 mountain ranges out here in Trans-Pecos, mainly due to unregulated hunting, diseases associated with the introduction of domestic sheep and goats, and net wire fencing. They brought the demise of the desert bighorn, and by the early 1960s, they were all gone from Texas.
For more than 50 years, Parks and Wildlife and partners have worked to restore the bighorn sheep to its home range in Texas.
Luckily, the population in Texas is now big enough. We're using those sources to transplant animals to Big Bend Ranch State Park.
And Big Bend Ranch State Park Superintendent Ron Treviso welcomes them to a new home on the range.
When we started talking about the release coming in to release the desert bighorn sheep at Big Bend Ranch, I'm like, yay, that's great.
See how agency biologists translocate desert bighorn sheep to Big Bend Ranch State Park on a segment of the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series the week of December 8th. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.